Indy's Giant 90.9. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Guess who's in the studio? You're never going to guess who it is. You're never going to get
Maxwell Gilley.
Maxwell Gilley's in the studio.
That's correct. I'm the guest now.
Owen Pooley's in the studio. Jessica Otterash is in the studio.
Hi.
And some bum.
Hey.
Who is this guy?
Come on.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. So, are you going to make your listeners guess?
I can't
or are
even
you
read
introduce
your last
me
name?
Proper.
What is that? Will Puff.
No, it's fu. Wait, let me see it. Let me see it.
Don't say the fu word. You can't say the fu word.
The
fu
word.
Guy Fieri.
We have Guy Fieri on air. Sorry for anyone who's expecting
Will Pfaffenberger.
Bam.
Bam.
That's I don't think that's the right chef.
It's Will Pfaffenberger.
Flavortown.
That's me.
Lovely, lovely.
Pfaffenberger. But thank you.
Pfaffenberger?
Thank you for doing your research and respectfully asking me before you went on the air.
Wait, we were supposed to do that?
Pfaffenberger?
Oh, boy.
Man. Man, amateur hour.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, guys. No, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Better be nice to be here, Will. God.
This place is cool. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
God, Will.
Already, dump it.
Already, Will.
No, really.
Did you really dump that?
Did Jess dump it? Are we dumping that?
There we did.
Okay.
I don't know if it went on
Okay,
air.
Now I know the rules.
Cool as heck, Will.
Cool
as heck.
We are because
we're student
run. Understood.
That's within the FCC, but since we're student led, non-commercial.
Yeah.
Think Disney.
Yes. Think Disney Channel original movie.
I got
This is what everyone came to hear. They wanted to hear us talk about the FCC. It's every show we do, though. Every off the rails, I swear, it's us explaining the FCC rules.
It is.
Boys, this place is neato. I've never been to the Ben Davis radio station before, and it's pretty cool. You guys have like a little bullpen there. You got a nice studio. You're running Wide Orbit, which is inside radio stuff, which we miss. We've got a broadcast system called OpEx, which sucks. So, I mean, am I allowed to say that?
You can say it sucks.
Okay,
you can say it sucks.
Okay.
Don't worry. I talk about dead babies on air.
I'm gently navigating.
Gently.
Tread lightly.
Okay. Yeah. It took me 2 years of figuring it out. I think you can do it in about 30 seconds.
Anyway, Will Pfaffenberger.
Thank you. This
that's
feels like
really
an interrogation all of a sudden.
That's really your name.
I thought we were having fun here.
You
Why
fun?
Am I being interrogated?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the day of the hour. This so-called Pfaffenberger thinks he can sit here and not act like he knows who I am, who Owen Pooley is, who Maxwell Gilley is.
I don't know who any of you are.
Really? We're world famous. We've won awards.
Have you really?
No.
Why would you lie to everybody like that?
I won a national award.
I won a national award.
What was your national award?
For sports talk show.
Yeah, I won like three that same day.
Stop gloating.
All right, guys. Let's brag about the trophies we got.
God.
I've won zero radio awards.
Oh, wow. That's
for
sad.
That's for real. Yeah. Hi.
Oh my
how
God.
Are you?
Everyone's excited to see you. You guys are a celebrity. I hope you understand. We are all
yeah, you need
super
to explain
excited.
That is yes. the celebrity.
So
I'm technically, I guess, your celebrity. You have to be.
I didn't even think about him being a local celebrity. And one of the secretaries was like, "What, producer Will?" I was like, "Wait, what?" And then I forgot that, you know, he's on the radio and everything like that. So anyway,
yeah, that's why I'm here, right?
How did you become? How did you transform from
this is
Will,
an interrogation.
Whatever your last name is,
Thank
to
you.
Producer Will? How did that happen?
Well, I guess I went to college for radio. I went to DePaul University. I was a media fellow there. That's like honors group for media. Studied it. Was on their radio station there, 91.5 WGRE. And then it had internships at radio, like legitimate places like Bob and Tom. Bob and Tom was where I got my start. And then after that, I like worked that into various different jobs and stuff until I landed this gig at the Smiley Morning Show.
I have an important question. Why in the world would you decide to go to DePaul and not Ball State, like us and Ryan, myself and Ryan?
How I did not get a scholarship to Ball State.
Oh,
that sounds sad to say that right now. Ball State was like, nah. But DePaul, I fooled DePaul. I could
That's
not
good.
Fool Ball State. Ball State's like, we're retaining our money for really talented people. And DePaul's like, we'll take anybody we can get.
That's good to hear.
They've
done that.
I believe scholarship had a lot to do with the reason why I went to DePaul.
Trey Hanna is curious.
You have one shot.
In the studio.
Trey Hanna.
He's our wild card. We're a little scared.
I just like keep turning in this chair.
This is Will's type of person.
Yep.
Is it? It is.
I think this
true.
Is Trey's Will's type
guy.
Of person.
But I was this guy who had to work behind the window for a long time.
The Joker of the radio station.
Oh, hush. But
Speaking of Bob and Tom, we do have Christy Lee coming on later.
Oh, yes. She's an alum.
You ruined the surprise. Yeah.
You're kicked off the air.
No. This is Will's guy.
Will she be here when
Landon
I'm here?
Landon Nelson.
No. Is Landon also in the studio? I already kicked him off. I already cut his
Will
audio.
Will Christy be here when I'm here?
No, I doubt it.
We are. Look at Trey rooting the fun. So.
No, that's great. Here's a story. When I worked for Bob and Tom as an intern, and I actually. My first job I had was to pull weird news stories and then edit and rewrite them for Christy. So a lot of the writing that I did, Christy read. That's one of my first radio gigs. Aren't you guys impressed?
I'd just like to point out that that's one of our shows here is weird news.
Max has done it twice, two different shows, On the Fly and Stick in the News.
Yep, and Stick in the News was much better because it was last year.
It was last year.
For $8 an hour, I'll come in and I'll write it.
Thank God. That's what we're going to spend.
Zero an hour, so
that's what we're
going to
spend our marathon budget on.
I've progressed. I've been in this industry too long. I know I'm worth at least $8 an
hour. We can do at most $7.25 minimum wage.
Fine, I'm desperate.
How about
any way that I can be
$2 is a pocket lint.
Will my stuff be read? Will I get attention? Then yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, you will.
Great.
Is Ryan a better host than Dave Smiley?
That's
important
a good
question right now.
This will destroy
my ego.
You need
to fuel his ego.
Ryan is doing actually a lot better than Dave Smiley. He's like control. Like yes. Dave doesn't pay attention to the board. We don't pay attention to time. You're probably going to bow tie the stop set and all. Well, you guys don't have stop sets.
Yes, I'm going to do those things.
Yeah. But like your levels are even. No, like right now you're doing. Like if I had to make an assessment based on the 2 minutes I've been here.
Oh, just wait until you.
You're doing way better than he does. He's too distracted.
Oh, don't worry. It gets worse with time. Is Landon Nelson one of
them? Is there another man behind the window?
Yeah. People love you, Will. You have to understand this. Landon Nelson?
Hi, Landon.
What up? You guys got me?
Yes.
Well, there goes your ego, Ryan.
Trey's running this thing.
What?
Yeah, you are. I can't even hear none
Yo,
of y'all.
Yo, you guys hear me?
It's Big Nelly in the studio.
Is Landon Big Nelly?
Yes.
That's the Big Nelly.
What up? Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Is he voice tracking right now and he doesn't realize he's on the air?
Big Nelly.
No, this is just Landon all the time.
This is his constant
Producer
state.
Will,
he's like
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you said you went to DePaul University, which is in Greencastle, Indiana. So. Like, what was it like going to college? What was the like experience like for like the radio program? Because that's, you know, somewhere I might be going, you know, after I graduate. Just kind of like, you know, I'm in kind of like a situation here of where I want to go. Do I want to go out of state? Because I want to go out of state for like a new adventure, a new opportunity. But at the same time, it's like it's a lot of money to go out of state.
Yeah.
But like when I was talking to these people that are like do the University of Alabama, like we got one of the best, you know, media programs.
Everybody says that.
And it's like. And they're like one of only two schools that have something, them and University of Missouri.
Everybody says that.
And then it was like, I had this like
Big
dream.
Are you going through something right now?
I had this like dream, right?
I understand.
I had this dream and it was like,
what are you telling me?
I had this dream.
It's therapy session.
I had this dream. Okay.
Yeah, you have
okay.
a dream.
Imagine.
Are you going to get to a question?
Imagine Big Nelly interviewing Nick Saban, University of Alabama head football coach. My question is, what made you decide to go to DePaul? What was the experience like?
I love you, Nelly. I love you so much.
I feel like you went through like a whole emotional cycle.
Because I don't know where I'm going to go to college.
I will come out of this studio and hug you right now. And I will sit down with you and help whatever you're going through. But
life's good.
Is it?
It is.
Dude, if you need a father figure, I'm here.
Oh.
Wow. Whoa.
Landon does.
That is I'm so sorry.
I actually have a father.
No, like he does have a father figure. No. Landon does not need a father figure. He has one.
My mother.
Yes.
My mom.
Yes.
My mom.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my mom.
You guys.
Yeah, so like
you guys.
My obviously like divorce and it's like
okay, it was nice having you on, Nelly. I'm gonna play on.
It was so nice to be here. Sorry I shattered
so
your
many
emotional
dreams.
State. Hey, no, Big Nelly, I'll tell you, college was awesome. DePaul was great. I got into a program where they focus on media entirely. I took a lot of classes about journalism, which I'm not interested in. I'm mostly in telling lies that make people laugh.
Of course.
That's what I'm into. And I got to do that at WGRE and DePaul. And like college is like DePaul, it's a liberal arts college. So you have a lot of opportunity to kind of express yourself the way you want to express yourself and explore the things that make you feel joy and love. And I got to do that. And that's what college is all about. and I'm definitely going to hug you after this. I'm so sorry
the crazy
for the trauma that I put you through.
The crazy thing is I don't even know what happened. I don't have headphones. I can't hear Big Nelly. So I'm in the complete dark
Jessica,
here.
He went through a cycle of something.
It was beautiful.
He's all right.
It was something. Big Nelly, thank you for the question.
Beautiful.
Thank you. We
love
you.
It was the Goodwill Hunting of radio. I didn't know what was going to happen today. It's not your fault, Nelly. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan,
it's very important to ask because I'm contractually obliged.
I think you said no one got paid here. You're not contractually obligated to do anything.
It's my mom.
It's going to cause some issues, okay. Man.
I got to ask.
Yeah.
I'm putting the music back on.
I'm being interrogated again.
I'm playing bad cop, actually. I'm going to stand for this. Will.
Oh, my gosh. You have to move.
This is Ryan Rantz all over again.
Oh, God. I do a couple shows here on WBDG, and I'm a big fan of you, Will. I think you're a hilarious guy.
Thanks.
But you broke my heart.
Oh,
you broke my heart.
Why?
It's broken into pieces. I texted you. I was up 4 in the morning. It wasn't booty call, but I was excited to text you, Will.
Dude, I
was
like, I cannot get into that on the high school radio station.
Exactly. But I was ready to talk,
Whatever
Will.
You've said has made me uncomfortable.
Thank God. I was ready to ask you, hey, Will, I'm a struggling artist. I want to see if you like my stuff. And I sent it to you open-hearted. It was like a Shakespeare play.
You sent
me an
interview, right?
At 4 in the morning.
Probably.
That is not the right time.
I sent you a couple of things. It doesn't matter what time it is, Will. You could have responded.
Okay. Didn't I respond?
No. You left a young man crying.
Were you crying?
I was on my kitchen floor.
No, I responded to somebody about this. I said I thought it was great. Did I not respond? Oh, I remember listening to it sitting on the toilet.
Well,
I opened it up and I listened to your interview. It was really great.
Well, there's a very high chance
you're
phone
didn't receive
your text.
You're a skilled interview guy.
There's a very high chance I didn't receive your text.
Why?
But I still blame you.
Did your phone service run out?
My phone service is very bad.
Your phone die?
No.
Did I not respond to you? I'm so sorry.
To this day, I cry.
Now I feel. Am I just here to acknowledge all the children
grief.
I've
yes.
hurt?
You.
Don't worry.
I'm here to
haven't hurt me.
This is weird. Like you're my dad, and you were never there for me.
This is intervention, Will.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry. You're getting John Mulaney today. I really hate to break it to you.
I'm sorry. I thought I did. Did I not?
You probably did.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't trust
good.
It. Well, and just like this. We never got any more guests for the WBDG 57 Marathon. So thank you so much, Producer Will, for being the last and final guest we'll ever get to have. Because
Except
of this
for
one
Christy
interview.
Lee, who is the much bigger guest you're going to have on later.
Oh, my God.
You ruined the surprise,
that's
Trey.
That's a good tease.
Trey ruined the surprise.
It's a good vertical tease.
Yeah. What if she just, randomly just doesn't show up now and everybody's just,
She'll show up. She went to school here, right?
Yeah,
that's her big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's wonderful. I just love Christy Lee so much.
Cue the Law and Order, please.
Oh, do I get another question?
No, it's not for you.
Oh, it's for Anna, who's our director of marketing and communications.
Thank God. I was waiting for you to talk about Anna. I don't think I introduced you, Anna.
All right,
put the Law and Order on me.
All right, this is Sorry. Anna, who may or may not be my aunt, who works at Red Curb.
Which is what
a comedy club.
Which is what.
A comedy club?
That, what? Why is it relevant?
That's an Avon? There it is.
There it is.
He needed the pat on the back.
You needed
forgot.
To know that, that you,
you
own. All right, so Red
Will
Curb.
Will owns something.
Yes, so I'm just going to give the floor to you.
Okay.
Talk
I
about.
There was a question.
Well, you need to talk.
You suck
All right,
at this
can
Owen.
You tell me about Red Curb?
Yes, I can.
All right.
You want to know anything specific?
Just tell us about what can we expect if I were to be
sure.
a random person from Slovenia.
Oh.
Who knew English?
Oh, okay. That's what I was gonna
and
say.
And I landed in Avon, right at the airport. There's no Avon airport, but I landed.
Okay.
I walked right into Red Curb. What would I expect?
Well, if it's a Saturday night, you could expect
yes.
improv comedy. We have a family-friendly show at 7 o'clock, and then we have a rated R show at 9:30. They're both hilarious, but if you're not a child, I would recommend the 9:30 show. And then we do stand-up, like tonight. We have stand-up tonight, but it's like an adults-only show. And then we have family-friendly comedy stand-up on the occasional Sunday.
Oh, my.
We have the big guns in.
Big guns?
Yeah, oh, man. This
rude.
Is definitely not for me, so I'm...
Give it back to Will.
John Easter in the building.
Oh, why am I not
Hi,
hearing
John.
Anything on
you,
my headphones?
How are you, man?
We can hear you,
John. Have you guys done radio before in here? Oh. Sorry.
How's it going? They're very excitable.
Yeah. First of all, apologies on behalf of WBDG to producer Will.
I'm fine. It's great.
We didn't.
Fun.
We didn't know this was an intervention. We didn't know what was going on here.
I know. What's weird, John, is I know every single one of these kids through different ways.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, I walked in here, I'm like, I think I know every single one of these boys. Yeah. Yeah.
He could see the murder in his
and
eyes.
It's just not through radio. It's like everybody does something cool and unique, and I've met them in different ways.
But I also, Christy Lee will be joining us, but it'll be either tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So I just wanted to throw that out there because she
I feel like a lot of my interview is about how Christy will be here later.
You can blame Trey.
Like, yeah, thank you, Producer Will, for coming. But when is Christy Lee on? That's... That's what we really want to know.
If you love this, wait for Christy here just a little bit this evening.
No, we really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And sorry to interrupt the red curb. I thought, you know, they were like, oh, here, pointed to the microphone. So I wasn't planning on interrupting, but.
No, thank you for.
That's the way it goes.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for saving me. No, I really appreciate you guys having me on. And is this a fundraiser?
Yes, this is a fundraiser for our station.
I have to go back now.
Where's your money?
Teach on the other
so
hallway.
All
okay,
the money. So the money we raise from here, outside of our sports broadcast where we have underwriting there, this is the only way we make money. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah. So what this does is this allows us to buy new equipment. This allows us to get to go and do awards because it's not easy. They're not all free. That's how I was able to. Get like the award at UND, award at
New
York.
We know, Maxwell. You've won so many awards.
Listen, here's the thing, Producer Will. I came on here only, of course, to talk about me. No, but in all seriousness, we need to know, okay? I'm going to ask you an actual question.
Good.
When we look at the Smiley Morning Show, what does it take to deal with all of those people? Because as you can tell, we have to deal with a lot of people here, and it's a lot. So what can you tell me so that I can, for the whatever 3 weeks left I have here at radio, deal
what
with
do you mean,
all
three
of these?
Are you?
Yeah,
are you okay?
I graduate.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were
it's
sick.
It's not one of those. I'm not Nelly over here.
Yeah, he's falling
I thought
apart.
He was sick, maybe.
I didn't know he was sick. I think.
Oh my God, 3 weeks? No, Maxwell.
Like I said, everyone has
fine,
a gift
two and
to
a half.
Final go answer. Ahead, brag about all your awards again before you
deserve it.
Before you go, congratulations on your graduation and. And honestly, like, not every single radio situation is going to be the right fit. I was in a lot of situations that it wasn't. And the Smiley Morning Show, like, we just happen to have the right chemistry. We've become good friends. Everybody contributed something that was a little different, and we all just gel that way. But if you get into a place in your career in radio broadcast or entertainment or whatever, and it doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't, you know? It's not something you should force. I just happened to stay at Smiley because I didn't expect to stay there that long. I was in a school at UND getting a master's degree in education, and I was telling Anna on the way in, I came to BD. I was in my student teaching segment of getting a master's degree in education. I came to BD to do two English classes, and then I got this call based on some other comedy stuff I was doing to interview for this job. And I was like, yeah, this is just going to be like everything else where it doesn't feel right. And I'm just going to be here. Like, I don't really want to do it. I said, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I literally said that. I'm like, I'm not interested in going back in the radio. But as we like had lunches and we got to know each other, like we realized, oh, we're the right fit. We gel. Like, this is the chemistry and that's what makes it entertaining. So like, how do I deal with it? I love it. I don't deal with it. I just like immerse myself in it and engage in it. And it's fun. And I guess if this is like leading into any kind of advice, it's just like know your instincts, know yourself, and don't force anything that doesn't feel right. With that being said, also, actually, the thing I was going to say, I can't really say, I don't think, on this radio
station. Can you make it family friendly?
I would say, like, eat a lot of special juice, you know, keep yourself healthy. And yeah. That also lubricates everything to be nice and easy to deal with.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
My mom's listening right now. So
I love you, Mom. I'm a full-grown adult man. I'm allowed to say stuff.
All right. I think it's time we drop the announcement.
Oh, God.
I thought you were going to say the F-bomb. I'm like, wow, unexpected.
No, the announcement.
I'm so excited.
No, this isn't a rated R film. We don't get, or a rated PG-13 film. We don't get one per hour.
Okay.
All right. So, before we announce the bombshell here, we should announce our underwriters for this hour. the BD Dads, Valley Mills, Shell Station, Subway, and the NASCAR Car Wash, Spider Graphics, Ben Davis Debate, and Dr. Jeff and Tammy Butts.
Oh my God, Dr. Butts!
The superintendent.
Dr. Butts!
All right.
No ifs, right. Ands, or
Dr. Butts.
You got it.
Great man. And his wife, Tammy Butts, great woman. But anyway, we're going to talk about the prize giveaway, IHOP, $10 gift card, Red Robin, $15 gift card, and Cheddar's free chips and homemade queso for this hour. And here it is. Call in right now, 317-988-7475. We're doing it right now.
Slow down. Right now. Give that number again.
317-988-7475. The first caller will win the $10 gift card to IHOP, a Red Robin $15 gift card, and Cheddar's free chips and homemade queso. The first caller.
Whoa. Yeah. Homemade queso for Will.
Let's go.
I love queso.
I would like to say that no one was at the phone call station, so Owen just caused mass panic. We are now at the phone call station with Trey. Don't worry. That was not a weather report. I'm not going to go to him talking.
I was really worried that you were going to have to get the no weather joke sign again.
Yeah, I'd hope not. We're not going to add context to that joke for Will. He's just going to sit in confusion. Well.
Just don't trust Ryan. That's what we've learned.
Well. I'm tired.
What, are you going to kick me out now? I'm not allowed to stay?
I'm tired of Will.
I'm going to stay here all day.
He's just causing too many issues in the studio.
Oh, wait. Where are you at with your fundraiser?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
What's the number right now?
We're at two. Whoa, my
God. Just say it.
We made our goal of 2,500, but I think we have 2,540 now.
No, we're at 2,700.
Oh, my God.
We are $587 away from our all-time amount of money we've raised that we know of, which was, $3,087. I don't remember. So we are $587 away from surpassing that goal. So,
oh, wow.
If you could help us, that would be great. If not, though... Wow. We already passed our goal.
Get this. I will. If you call in, how do they donate?
So they can. There are multiple ways you can go online and do it. You can bring us cash, write us a check. Those are the ways. But the big thing is, just talk with Mr. Easter. You can call 317-988-7122. Yeah, you got to call up there. We have it up there. Call 317-988-7122 to donate.
How about this? I'll match every donation in the next 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay then.
Oh my.
Let's see that happen, people. Let's get some money for us.
Talk to Mr. Easter. Call his cell phone.
Well, no. There's also call him you can personally. Also do it online. There's the online link on our social medias at WBDG Indy.
There we go.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on TikTok at Giant90.9. I don't exactly know how we can have you donate through TikTok there, but. Try anyway. We're going to find a way somehow.
Yeah, call in. Come on. Let's do it.
They have gifts that you can send on lives on TikTok. We'll send in those. NFTs on Twitter.
I'll donate. If we can get 587, I'll donate the other half. If your listeners will do half right now, I'll do the other half so that you guys can meet your all-time high record.
Wow, that's
I'll personally do it.
What do you think we can own Red Curve for that? You think you can donate?
Yeah. It's all through Red Curve. This is tax deductible for me, good. So I'm not worried about it.
This is why we brought producer Will on. It wasn't to talk about being on the Smiley Morning Show.
It's money.
Or doing a great job at Red Curve. It was only just to fuel my ego and Ryan's ego and everyone else's ego. And
let's go. Come on, people. Let's go. Let's get these people some money.
Entrees. We need money. That is real. Last night, I was covered in dirt.
Oh, no.
And cockroaches, and I was crying, and I said,
what?
If only...
Spare a shilling, sir. Hold on. You were covered in dirt and cockroaches?
We were so out of money, and I said, man, if only Will texted me. if only our good young man, Landon Nelson,
but why does that have to do with your personal hygiene?
water.
You wouldn't get it.
You could text me and ask for some money, but... I don't understand why you're filthy while you're doing it.
I couldn't afford water.
You couldn't
water.
Afford not to be in cockroaches?
Yeah, no.
Missing cockroaches. I'll talk to your mom, Ryan.
Thanks.
What are we getting? Are we getting donations?
We have a winner so far. It's Julie Wilson, and we just got another $100.
Congratulations.
Yes, I will match
Wilson.
It. I will match it. There we go. $100. That means we're at $200. So guess what? The $387 away? Is that what that? Am I doing that math right?
It should be that, yeah.
Okay, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get another one in here. I'll get you guys to your all-time high. All-time high.
I never thought that this is how it was going to go.
I will buy some Raid for Ryan so he could spray his house down.
Thank God. No, I was on the streets. My house is perfectly clean. I did this to myself.
You're on the street?
It was like a Nietzsche thing. It was like I was trying to act like a Diogenes, full-on self-destruction, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I don't know. He's speaking another language.
No, he's not. You just have to read a book.
Read books? I'm in radio.
How dare.
That's fair.
How dare.
That's fair.
How dare.
Nietzsche. Wow. That's I haven't heard that come up in my career in a long time.
I hope not. You got a bunch of pretentious a-holes. That's how you say it on radio, ladies.
Oh,
and
no.
A-butts on buttholes. That's how you say it on radio. Like I said, toeing the line, friend. Get that phone out of here, Jess. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of looking at the blinker.
If you're calling 317-244-9234, if you're looking for a prize, that will be 317-988-7475, but that does not... We just gave the prize away. If you want to request a song after this interview, / intervention, / comedy show, / Big Nelly, / Trey Hanna, / everybody, you can call 317-244-9234 after this. We're playing hits from the 80s right now.
Ooh.
So we've just given 3 phone numbers, so... I guess we hope everyone's been paying attention. Yeah. So hopefully you're not driving.
Or just come to the school and talk to John Easter, Mr. Easter.
Yes, I think they're going
to
love
that. That's my favorite version of how to donate is where you just find Mr. Easter.
He's easy to find. He's everywhere, obviously. There's so many Mr. Easter. How many other people are named Mr. Easter?
I don't know. The bunny?
His brother?
That's his first.
That's about it.
Yeah. Is that me leaving? I don't know. He's way. I don't understand what's happening here. Okay, great. Okay, good. How much
more
money do we get? You don't know? You don't know? Okay.
Fair. I don't know. We're talking through the glass. I can't even see. I have no windows.
I'm just letting this happen.
Let me ask you guys a question. Oh, okay. So what do you guys want to do? So you're at this awesome radio station. This looks great. Like, I've never seen a high school radio station this put together, raising money like this. What are your hopes and dreams? What do you want to do in the future with this skill set, what you've been doing here?
Let's start with Max. He's full of ego.
Max, what do you want
to
do?
I want to be a sports broadcaster. I'm going to Ball State. I got into their Sports Link program, the nationally ranked one there. I swear. I had to bring that up for them because they want everyone to bring that up. But no. Also, I'm really proud. It took a lot of work. Who's trying to get in here? I can't move. There's no wheel. Oh, no.
There's a photographer coming in the
Hello,
door.
Photographer.
Just to let
great,
you
great
know.
Great photographer.
He's bumping Maxwell out of his self-toot-toot. Out of him tooting his own horn here. No, that's awesome. So you got into a Ball State program?
Yeah, so
I
got into Ball State, the SportsLink program.
Congratulations.
I'm really excited to be going there to Muncie in fall.
And it's one of the top ones.
Yeah, and sports broadcasting has always been something I'm a big fan of. I did that for Ben Davis here. I did most of the football games, nearly all the basketball games.
Are you the play-by-play or are you the color commentator?
I'm the play-by-play, yeah. Owen also does it sometimes as well. We somewhat switch off, but yeah, mostly the play-by-play for this. So it was fun. And it's cool for me because I'm from Monrovia. I get to go here every single day, which is
cool.
completely different.
So you're like an import student.
Yes. So that's what they call it. No, but
what
I
do they call it?
I don't a transfer. That's the big word.
A transfer student.
Yeah, I'm a transfer student.
I don't know.
I go here half my morning, and then I usually go back to Monrovia, except for today, because I'm going to be here until midnight, and then tomorrow from
Raising
8 a.m. to midnight.
Cash.
Yeah. That's what we came here for. So.
Well, dude, congratulations. I'm
Thank
really
you.
Proud of you.
I appreciate it.
You're like my own son. I'm going to take credit for all of your success.
I think you should be doing that for Landon. I want to mention before you go on.
Wow.
Owen, before you even move your mouth, I want to congratulate and thank your mom's name's Julie, right? Julie Audie Rash.
Hey, that's my mom's name.
That's your mom's name, too? I want to thank Julie Audie Rash. $20 donation, as well as BD Theater for a $100 donation. That just happened. Will, you're going to be out of money by the end of this. I hate to break it to you.
No, it's fine. That's right. Yeah. I only have $250
left.
I
know, that's a chump change for a fellow like you, but who knows?
Owen, yeah. I hope
I'm
you know that my mom.
Making that fat radio that money, fat which is 100% true radio.
Owen, I hope.
Money.
Owen, I hope you realize that my mom is better. Your mom has not donated yet.
Just because mom is bad at. I mean, bad. Awesome.
Awesome. Good self save. That was close.
So, do you want me to introduce myself?
Yeah.
Before I do that, I'm gonna.
No, you should.
I'm gonna
you
do like, a teaser. No, we got to get out the legal.
Yeah, we actually do have to talk about our underwriters. It's required
before we continue.
No,
BD Dad's organization, the Valley Bill Shell Station, Subway, and NASCAR Car Wash, Spider Graphics down in Monrovia, Ben Davis Debate, and Dr. Jeff and Tammy Butts, and then we also had a winner that was announced.
Julie Wilson
is the winner. Of the $10 IHOP gift card, the Red Robin $15 gift card, and the Cheddar's free chips and homemade queso. So, again, thank you to all of our underwriters. Thank you to our listeners who have been donating a lot more now, courtesy of producer Will, and encouraging them to do that. And then congrats to our winner. Back to you, Owen Poley.
Awesome.
Where will we be? And Nancy Bensley, my own grandmother, has donated
Nancy!
Another $20.
Get out of here, Nancy.
So my name is Owen Pulley, talking about myself now. I got to toot my own horn, you know. So my name is Owen Pulley. I'm a Ben Davis student, tried and true, been in Wayne Township my whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm attending Indiana State University next year for radio and TV and hopefully sports broadcasting, working with them, WZIS, everything like that. So that's what I achieve. That's what I hope to achieve. I did color commentary for most of the football games. I did, I think, 3 play-by-play football games. And then I did basketball. I did a lot of play-by-play and color, about 50-50 there.
That's awesome.
And what was really cool is Max and I had a great radio experience, and we got to call the state basketball game where Ben Davis ended up winning. So that was probably one of my most favorite
experiences. That was incredible. Your basketball team was incredible this year. We talked to the coach on our show. It's great. Tom Hanks just donated $1 million.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
And well, did Will.
Scientology money does.
I'm going to have to get a significant loan, and my children will no longer be going to college or eating ever again. Oh my gosh!
Wow.
This happened again.
The mic is attached.
We can't have radio.
So yes. Jessica, what do you want to do in radio broadcast?
So this might be a surprise to you because recently we had talked during Indy Pride about me possibly coming over to you for an internship. I've actually changed a little bit of a direction. I think I'm going to be going into 911 dispatch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Broadcast. So,
I called 911 for the first time ever 2 weeks ago.
What was it
you
like?
Called 911?
Because I don't like to get myself mixed up in that stuff, you know? Like, I should be a better person when I see something and call it, but I'm like, I don't want to get involved with that conversation. You know what I mean? What? Like, that's ethically weird. I understand. Everybody's looking at me like, you're a bad person. You're right. I am. But recently, I called 911 for the first time, and it was actually not as traumatic as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I was not involved in any of the post investigation, and I thought maybe I'd have to be called to court or something. That's why I always like feared it.
What nail did you get a hangnail on that you had to call 911 for?
Which
one was it?
Well, do you want to know the real story?
Is it FCC safe?
Oh, God, we're trying to wrap up. Oh, no.
Wait, how
much time do we have?
We got like a 5-minute. Five-minute version.
5 minutes?
My story doesn't matter.
That's not even wrapping up. That's a whole bit.
Well, no, we got enough time.
We also
got to
explain Jess's life story and my life story after this.
I was just driving down 10th Street, and a guy was like, hey, there's a guy, like going up the car saying, there's a guy chasing me. Huh? And no one else was rolling down their window, but I'm naive enough. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, someone's trying to chase me. I'm like, hey, like my instinct was like, get in the car, I'll save you. But then I was like, oh, maybe that's a way they're trying to rob me or steal my car. And then he just ran away, thank God. But I called 911 because then I saw a guy chasing him.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There was a guy really chasing him. So I was like, I guess this is the time I can call 911.
Yeah.
So and I did it.
So you
so
could
Jessica,
have.
I'm saying I like stoically, heroically relayed the information like a charismatic, masculine hero.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, masculine hero.
The truth of,
yes.
of Will
masculine icon Will.
It was outrageously heroic, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm,
I saved lives that day.
Yeah. So by calling
911, and you're going to be a part of that.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be the one that picks up, and I'm going to be the one that says, you're being stupid, and then hang up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh. Laura.
Linda Harrington. Linda Harrington donated $50. Thank you, Linda.
Linda. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, it's their grandma.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. It's Big Nelly's Grammy.
You want to talk? Oh, my God. All right. I'll let Nelly talk.
Sweet. Well, we're almost there, right?
Hey, guys. You guys got me?
We do have you.
No. I think we're about 100 away, if I'm doing my math right. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Trey, my mic's off.
What are we doing?
Thank you.
I was given a mic. What am I supposed to do?
You guys, okay, Producer Will, so my mom listens to you every morning. She says, OMG, I love Will. Listen to him every AM. My mom's direct text. So shout out to Mama Nelly.
How old's your mom, Big Nelly?
I'm kidding.
I love your mom.
Yeah, but she just want to compliment you on that.
Oh, thank you. God, your mom's so sweet. Everybody's so, like, that's fun to hear that people are listening to
the
show.
That was my mother who donated $50, not Linda Harrington.
Oh.
So
Linda,
did.
But Linda is your grandma.
Yeah, Linda
correct?
Is my grandma. Grandma Nelly
Wait,
in the house.
So you're telling us that we called your mom grandma?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
It's okay.
I don't care.
Maybe she's okay with it.
It's all good.
Thank you for the $50.
Shout out to Mama Nelly, Jennifer Nelson. Love you, Mom. All right. I got to go. Big Nelly's out.
Bye, Big Nelly.
Bye, Big Nelly again.
I love Big Nelly.
Big Nelly's awesome.
Is he just the best?
He's a teddy bear of a human.
He's the one who went to New York with me. It was cool.
Awesome.
Is that how he is all the time?
Yes. This isn't a bit.
That's not a bit.
Fantastic.
Trey's also like that all the time. It's just a constant here. I don't think any of us have a persona.
I love that guy. I know. He reminds me a little bit of Chris Farley.
A little bit.
Like Sweet Innocence.
Let's hope not the rest of Chris Farley's life.
Yeah.
The first half.
Right. But I mean, living Chris Farley, he feels like that to me a little bit. He's so sweet.
How fun. Oh, wait, it's my turn now.
And his mom loves me, so I can't, you know.
So, Ryan, okay, now it's your turn. The entire reason you got producer Will so you can get a job. Tell him why you should and what you're going to be doing.
I don't work in radio. I don't know why you thought that. No. So what do you want to do, Ryan? No, I'm going to Ball State for radio and mostly media in general. I want to I want to make movies.
Nice.
Hi. I like David Lynch. I like weirdo filmmakers, and I want to do that for a living or an attempt at living. And it seems fun. I like entertaining people. I like being that guy who's annoying but entertaining at the same time. And I really hope to find that somewhere.
You found it here today. Oh, you have been both annoying and entertaining
Thank
to me.
Thank God, Will.
Yeah, you did
Thank
it.
Thank God. I did it.
Yeah.
Pass the test?
I passed the test.
You're great.
I'm going to burst into tears.
Ryan, you're great. And that the interview you sent me was great. And you're going to be a star at Ball State.
I'm going to be a star.
You're going to be a big star.
I'm not in Ball State. Yeah, we don't tell them about that.
But how old are you? When do you graduate?
I graduate this year.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is everybody going to Ball State?
No.
Oh, you're going to Indiana State. Yeah.
He's wearing a shirt, Will.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's wearing a shirt, but people can't see that.
Well, I meant for Will. It's Indiana State on it.
Yeah.
And his says
That's
Ball
fair.
State.
Yeah, I messed up. Is this college shirt day?
It is.
No.
Apparently, I've been. Oh, my bad, Max.
I was just saying, apparently at Ben Davis it is. I had no idea. I just wore this without even knowing.
It does. Like, you're all wearing the shirt except for Ryan go to college.
At Ben Davis, they're doing a day where it's like senior day. Like, you know, like seniors wear their college shirts. And then like at the Commons, they took pictures and they give away prizes.
Oh, nice.
Stuff.
That's great.
Wait, they didn't give us prizes? Rude. We've been here all day.
I'll give you a prize.
Thank you.
What do you want? I'll give you whatever's in my pockets.
A job.
Oh, no.
That's right.
A job.
I just joined the wine club at Cooper's Hawk. I've got a wine club card. Will that work for you guys?
I think that will work great. My parents are going to love that. What happened to you? Oh, I met the guy in radio and he gave me a wine card.
Yeah.
Good for
you. I'll get arrested on the way out. This is Ben Davis.
Someone will get a call 911 on you, Will.
Yeah.
And then Jessica can answer it.
Yes.
It all comes full circle.
I single-handedly lifted all of you up in your careers today. I take credit for all of you at my own sacrifice.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll put you in the will. That's a little play on his name. Thank you. Oh, I'm done with this show. This just sucks. Who let this happen? Anyway,
no, this was great.
Who let this happen? Who let Will on?
Yeah.
You.
Wait for Christy Lee later.
So much better.
Christy Lee will be so much better for this.
You know what's coming up now, Will?
No, what?
Prince.
Yes.
Prince. Little Red Corvette.
Nice.
Hope you're all excited. Having a great day here at the 57th Marathon. I'm going to talk over a little bit because I want to say some stuff.
Uh-oh.
We love having you. We love you, Will.
Very
happy to have everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
You're a special, special guy to us, Will. Answer my text next time.
I'm legally obligated not to reply to high school students.
His lawyer said so.
Oh, okay. Is that what we finished?
Goodman said so.
Saul Goodman said so.
Played Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette.
The WBDG 57 Marathon.